Welcome to the Sum of It All podcast with season 9, take 2. I'm Audrey Mendeville, along with my colleague Mark Alcorn from the San Diego County Office of Education, and we're excited to launch season 9 with you. Transcripts to our podcast are always available for you in the episode notes of your favorite platform.
Wow, Audrey, how did we get to season 9? This is crazy. I can't believe it. Do you realize that we've been podcasting for a year and a half?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a, something to pause and consider, right? Like, we've read so many great books. And, you know, one thing I was thinking about lately, Audrey, is that in our conversations lately at work and with our team at the County Office of Education, a lot of our conversations revolved around this idea of think again. And we had a book study at work with the book Think Again by Adam Grant. And you know what, in spirit of that, it might be cool to take an opportunity to revisit some of the ideas from the authors that we've read, and also maybe revisit our own ideas and see how they've grown over the last 18 months of this podcast.
Yeah, that's another great read. Highly recommend it. Pick it up if you haven't checked out Think Again by Adam Grant. But one of the things I remember back, Mark, we were so concerned about when we initially talked about having a podcast, was that whatever we recorded would be there in kind of the virtual space, like forever, like Sandlot.
Thanks for reminding me of that, yeah. Audrey.
Well, and I remember we both were super unsure about like putting our learning, because that's what we're doing. We're learning out loud with each other in so transparently out there without us like a chance to revisit it or refine it at a later point, right? Do you remember that conversation?
Yes. And now I'm feeling all of that stuff.
Well, so this feels like a good place to kind of think about that as a barrier. Like, one of the barriers to podcasting your learning is that, yeah, your recorded things that you thought are out there, and you have to figure out a way to address things that you thought at one time that maybe you don't think now, or you think differently now. So this season is all about addressing that and going back and sharing maybe a little bit about what we think now compared to what we thought when we first aired those episodes.
Yeah. You know, and Audrey, I'm thinking that that really connects nicely to even our last season, season 8, right? Mm-hmm. Because in season 8, of course, we discussed Katie Novak's book, UDL Now. That was her third edition of that book. And I thought it was pretty cool in that book how she shared the changes she made from previous editions and was really transparent about how her thinking had changed, right?
Yeah, I love that about her books and her work and how she just said, like, I don't think the same things anymore now that I thought then. And I imagine every author feels that to a certain degree, but I don't know how many take the leap and then write it, you know, and say like, let me fix it. So to recap, we started our first meeting. I looked in the calendar, Mark, February 8th of 2021. Whoa. Was our first meeting. We had Jean Zelt with us. Shout out to her. She was shadowing some work and she sat in on a whole bunch of our first meetings and recordings. We recorded our first episode on Zoom. So literally like almost a year and a half to the day from where we're recording this episode.
Wow.
And the funniest thing is that because it was on Zoom, all of our episodes have video recordings with them. And so when I look back at it, Mark, both of us had really, really long hair. And that's, you're like, why does that matter? Well, I think
it was- Audrey, it's been a while since I've had really long hair. I just want to be clear about that.
Long hair for you. It was our pandemic hair. Like, we hadn't had haircuts in forever because of the pandemic and not being able to visit, like, you know, regular salons or barbershops or things.
Yeah, right.
So that's definitely one thing we thought since our first recording. Not that anyone else knows that, but our hair is much more cropped and short today.
That is true. That is true. I'm thinking of another example that's not quite as fun as the hair, I'm gonna bring us back into the realm of education here. And I was reflecting on this phrase the other day when I was working with some educators. Sometimes, have you heard people tell you or tell other people around you, you were born to be a teacher?
Yes.
Almost like it's a fixed thing, you know, like we talk about fixed mindset or something that's fixed in your in how you believe something. I think that's a really interesting phrase in some ways, because I think what it does is it implies that other people were not born to be a teacher, because if some people are, then some people aren't. And I think that that's a, could be a dangerous way of thinking of things. And so the way I'm bringing this all back to think again is, instead of believing that we're all capable of thinking again about our practice and getting better prepared to make a difference for our students, we sort of sometimes slip back to this sort of fixed mindset around whether people are born to be teachers or not. So again, back to that phrase that we've mentioned a few times over our seasons, which is, when you know better, you do better. So I think that we just have to push against that sort of fixed mindset around whether certain people are just born to teach and then everybody else, well, good luck to you.
That's a great point, Mark. I appreciate that. It's not easy to make time for our own professional learning as leaders in this work either. So I think oftentimes we say we're so much in the work of helping others grow that we forget to grow ourselves. And so this podcast was originally designed for our fellow math leaders, right? Folks who are in the work of helping support math teachers, or teachers in the work of teaching mathematics. And, you know, when we forced ourselves, essentially by putting this podcast together, to read a book or a series of articles with a colleague and discuss it. And it's been one of the best professional learning experiences of my career, because it's had consistency to it. It's had conversation to it. I've had my thoughts pushed. I've had to think about how to articulate my own thoughts about it. So I'm having to make sense of what I'm reading and think about it. And it's so interesting to look back and see how much we've both grown and how much we've learned through our conversations that we've had, both on the air in recording, but also off the air in a little bit of the planning that goes into creating a podcast. So I think in that space of what you're talking about and thinking again, it doesn't matter where you are in your career, but it does take time to think again, right? You have to pause, or you have to do something different. And so I appreciate that opportunity to do that.
Well, you know, Audrey, what I'm curious about is you're able to keep track of all the numbers of around our podcast and sort of keep track of all that good data. And, you know, we've been going, you know, nonstop. I mean, we barely missed a week here or there for a year and a half. So I'm kind of curious, have you done any data crunching or data digging to see, like, you know, what's going on out there?
I totally did. You know me so well, Mark. We've recorded 75 episodes, which is interesting in and of itself, over the 8 seasons. Our 2 longest are 31 minutes each. One just happened last season, but we've generally kept them to our 20-minute span that we talked about. Our shortest was a 10-minute introduction to one of our seasons. But what's fascinating is we've had 42,000 listens, actually a little more than that. So when you divide that up, that's like some folks out there listening in. And we appreciate the opportunity to kind of think with all of you as you listen in on this. But when I went back to do some of this data diving, can I tell you how hard it is to listen to our own voices? And how cringy, like literally cringing, I was to listen to early episodes. Like, if I had known that thousands of people were going to listen to it, I probably would never have been able to actually record it, because there's so much there that I'm like, oh man, yikes, you know? And I'm sure everyone feels that about early learning. And to the extent that we're going to probably talk about when we revisit some of these texts that we read, there's so much there when you put out your first thoughts about something or your first product of something where you're like, wow, that was a rough draft. So for those still listening in, thanks for understanding that that was a first run at it, and that we were going to grow and get better at things. So one of the things we have gotten better at, or maybe we haven't changed much, is maybe the funnier part about it, is the microphones and headsets we use, right?
Right. That's true. You know, Audrey, we're just going to draw the curtain aside here. We have like pretty cheap earbuds. And the funny story, although not so funny for me, is I went to buy some, you know, more expensive headphones and, you know, try to get into my podcasting gear. And you know what? The inexpensive earbuds that Audrey and I both use just work just great. And Audrey, the other thing you didn't mention is, you know, we rarely make edits in our podcast. So I think that might be interesting for listeners to know, like, when you hear us talking, that's pretty much what we had to say that day. So, what it is what it is, right?
It's so true. I think we've only edited out a couple of random noises that have happened outside of our control once in a while, but otherwise it's one take, you get what you get. So
yep,
it really is our thinking and what we're reading and feeling about the material we read and discuss together. So in light of our theme of take two for season 9, we're going to take one episode, just one episode, to revisit an entire past season. And we're going to push ourselves to continue to rethink and reconsider the ideas from that book or that text. Are you ready for this, Mark?
Audrey, I am definitely ready for this.
Nice.
And well, join us next week, please. We will chat about what we've been thinking about since the airing of season 1, which was Thinking Classrooms. Mm. Until then, send us a tweet with the hashtag SumMathChat. That's hashtag SumMathChat with your questions and thoughts. We'll keep the conversation going there. Until then, let's keep thinking again.